Well, all right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in Bonner's Ferry and North Idaho Radio, 97.1 FM KSBT right here in somewhat overcasty, little bit chilly Sandpoint here. And boy, what a great fall we had. Remember last year we went from hot to snow. This year we've had a good solid 3 weeks of brilliant colors and days around 70, nights in the upper 30s, just perfect. And that came to a chilly halt as of yesterday. A little bit of snow here and there, but that's that time of year. And we're here in North Idaho. It's Thursday, so we call this North Idaho Thursday. And I believe we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly segment with a representative from the Sandpoint Elks Lodge. Today, the lecturing knight, Jeff Hurst, will be with us. I'm not sure if he'll be lecturing us, but I do know he'll be here. And he'll fill us in on what's going on at the Elks as we head into the winter season. Now, I know a lot of people just think about the Elks as a golf course and don't think about the Elks Lodge too much in the wintertime, but there's a lot going on. So Jeff will be along to share some of that. And in our second segment, we'll welcome back in Ruth Klingensmith from the Suzuki String Academy. They have a free strings concert tomorrow, and Ruth will be telling us all about that, as well as their Candlelight Concert Series that's coming up in December. And in our final segment, we'll be chatting with Hannah Combs and some folks from the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. They have a new display that are about to unveil. And honestly, I don't know much about it, so I can't wait. So Hannah will be along to tell us all about that. But first, I don't have to tell you, we've got Bulldog playoff football for you Friday night. Tomorrow night, myself, along with the Tag Benefield, bring you the Yokes pregame show at 6:45. I just recorded an interview with head coach Ryan Knowles just minutes ago. So we will have that for you in the Yokes pregame show. And then the kickoff at 7 p.m. tomorrow as they take on the Bonneville Bees. And I've been doing Bulldog games for a long time, and I don't know that we've ever played Bonneville High School in football. I can't remember. And I think Coach Knowles looked it up, and yeah, it just hasn't happened. I know we've played them a lot in other sports when it gets to the state, especially volleyball. It seemed like whenever Sandpoint would go to the state playoffs, somewhere near the top it would be the Bonneville Bees. That you had to swat away the Bees to get to the finals. Anyway, the Bees will be buzzing around Barlow Stadium tomorrow night, and Tag and myself will have that game for you. Really looking forward to that. What else is going on? In case you haven't heard, you know, the Panda Theater has been looking for a new executive director. Well, they announced this week that they have found that person, and it's a good friend of ours, Rob Talbot from Maddox Farm Productions. You know, he's been putting on all those great music shows here in town at various locations and at the Heartwood Center. And of course, he puts on the free summer concert series. So he's got a lot of experience at this, and now taking on the ED position with the Panada. And they are having a community board meeting on November the 2nd. And the meeting begins at 6. But at 7:30, at the end of that meeting, there'll be a meet and greet with Rob Talbot. So if you'd like to meet Rob and find out more about him, welcome to do so on the 2nd at the Panada. Also, what's going on? The festival at Sandpoint. We never talk about the festival at Sandpoint in October, November, usually not even in December, but they've already made their first concert announcement for next summer. Jason Mraz and the Super Band will take the festival stage on Friday, August 2nd. And don't go to festival.com today and try to get tickets, because they don't go on sale until tomorrow. So you can go to festival@sandpoint.com tomorrow and get tickets for that. So festival, they're talking about they're going to announce the whole lineup earlier than usual. So stay tuned for more on that. What else is going on? This Saturday, there is a Sandpoint Nordic Club Winter Welcome Fundraiser. It's happening in the Pine Street Woods from 1 until 4. You can go to sandpointnordic.com to find out more about that. Also, Saturday, UCAN has the gym right across the highway from us here, is having a Halloween costume party and fundraiser. And that is happening tomorrow from 5:30 until 11:30 p.m. So all kinds of devilish treats and eerie ambiance and stuff like that happening at the UCAN gym. Excuse me. Also, this Saturday, so much going on Saturday, the Sandpoint Observatory launch is happening. Space Point, you know, you've heard Kyle Averill on this very program several times in the past year. I can't believe how far they've come in the past year. They're having their observatory launch this Saturday evening that takes place at the University of Idaho Sandpoint Organic Agricultural Center, which if you're wondering where that is, just go out, boy, you're like you're going to go to Schweitzer, go past the road up to Schweitzer Mountain, and on your right, a couple hundred yards, there is the center there. You can't miss it. And there's going to be all kinds of fun going on. Adult tickets are just $10 to $25, various levels of that. And for more information, just go to spacepoint.org, spacepoint.org. And yes, Sandpoint is having its very own observatory. Just like a dream that's actually coming true. So pretty cool. Also, on Sunday the 29th, we'd mentioned the Panada. They're having the 11th annual Sandpoint Film Festival. We'll be going on there. You can go to panada.org to find out times and ticket prices. And, of course, that is happening at the Panada this Sunday. And this film festival is dedicated to the memory of Eric Darstad. So it's pretty cool. Go to panada.org for more on that. And also, as I mentioned last weekend, Lake Pendere High School has their haunted house going on, and it's going on, I believe it's tomorrow, Saturday, and then again on Halloween night. So check that out at Lake Pendere High School. All right, we're going to check out Jeff Hirsch with the Elks Club is with us, Ruth Klingensmith is with us, and Hannah Combs as well. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Ah, nothing like a morning walk to get you going.
With the afternoon I got ahead of me, I really need it.
What are you doing in the afternoon?
I gotta figure out my meds.
Did you say med?
Mm-hmm.
There's that word again. Medicare. It can make even a morning walk uncomfortable. But it doesn't have to, especially when you have Pacific Source Medicare to guide you. Pacific Source Medicare offers plan options with $0 premiums, $0 prescriptions, no referrals required to see a specialist, dental benefits, and more. Pacific Source Medicare also gives you service from a local person, not an automated phone tree. Find your Pacific Source Medicare plan today. Visit MedicareBeyond.org. Pacific Source Community Health Plans is an HMO, HMO DSNP, and PPO plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with Oregon Health Plan, Medicaid. Enrollment in Pacific Source Medicare depends on contract renewal. Pacific Source Medicare, going beyond what's required to put members first. Visit MedicareBeyond.org or call 877-452-8878.
Did you know Idaho high school seniors graduating next spring are eligible for up to $8,000 in grant money for career training and education through Idaho Launch? Funds can be used to cover the cost of apprenticeships, job training, community college, and university programs that lead to in-demand careers. Students choose their own path, and Idaho Launch helps pay for it. Funds are limited. Apply today at nextsteps.idaho.gov/launch. Idaho Launch. Support in every direction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your engine better with Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And paid for by Linear Marketing Group. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $17,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-278-0630 now. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-278-0630. That's 800-278-0630. Again, 800-278-0630.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by a good friend of mine, Jeff Hurst, is with us. Jeff, of course, a former head volleyball coach at Sandpoint High School, now in the real estate world, and you had your own gym there for a long time and just done a lot of different things, and now you're very involved with the Sandpoint Elks Lodge. You're the lecturing knight at the moment, and I want to thank you guys for Tracks at the Elks for hosting the business after hours for the Chamber of Commerce last night. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a great event. Loved having the chamber there, and it's just an extension. I think there are so many great organizations in the Sandpoint community that do so much for the community, and so it's really great to, you know, kind of cross collaborate with the different organizations. So yeah. It was really fun.
Yeah, and it's good for Craig and Deirdre to get people who may not otherwise have been in the lodge to go there and sample some of their great food and have a beer or whatever. And I thought it was a fun evening for a really blustery, windy, cold
night. Yeah. Probably a lot of folks that may have come out also were probably hightailing at home to get the fire on or, you know, get the fire started, get the heat on, you know.
Yeah.
It was a cold, blustery evening, that's for sure.
Well, speaking of cold and blustery, as I was saying in the intro, the Elks, a lot of people around here don't, if they're not an Elk member and go to lodge meetings, don't think about the Elks Club a lot in the wintertime. But there's a lot going on there. First of all, we mentioned Tracks at the Elks, the restaurant, which is great, by the way, has decided to stay open all winter.
And, correct, yeah. Something new for the Elks Lodge. Definitely, you know, the golf course shut down Sunday this last week. And so in the past, it has always kind of just been everything gets buttoned up and kind of winterized and, you know, shut down. Hey, we'll see you in March kind of thing. So with the addition of Craig and Deirdre Wirt and their team of staff folks for the restaurant, Tracks is going to stay open all winter. We have winter hours posted.
I think it's closed Monday and Tuesday.
Correct. Yep. Monday,
or maybe Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll have to double check that.
You have to go back and look. I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday, because we have Thursday night football
and
event.
Monday night football.
Yep. Monday night football events, Sunday brunch. But yeah, those guys are doing a great job. And so certainly, you know, the Elks Lodge is a member. It's a member-based program, but that being said, the public is welcome to come out for lunch, you know, come and have a drink at the bar, and if you're not currently a member, then usually there's a member on site who will sponsor you for the day, you know, or for your time there, but, you know, certainly we'd always like to encourage folks to, you know, check out the lodge and become a member, become involved.
I'm glad that you mentioned that. So if folks are thinking, well, I haven't tried the Elks, maybe we'll try it for dinner or brunch this Sunday, which I highly recommend. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be an Elks member to walk in that door.
Correct.
Get on out there and check it out, because, you know, there aren't a lot of restaurants that do Sunday brunch in Sandpoint, not like in the old days. So
correct. And for the folks in the community that are not familiar with Craig, they moved up from Colorado, I think a few years ago, and they were with Matchwood for a while. But Craig is the real deal. And I'm not going to lie to you. The chicken and waffles on Sunday morning is, if you like chicken and waffles, you are going to love Craig's chicken and waffles. It is super unique, super different, really flavorful. And, he's a master of the seasonings and the spices. And, he does a great, great job.
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful stuff. I love his cheeseburger and fries.
Chicago dog.
So to be staying open all winter there. And speaking of winter, and I'm not sure this has been made public yet, but you guys have been talking. I've heard all the rumors about maybe some sort of form of cross-country skiing at the golf course over the winter, and I don't think that's quite formalized yet, but at least it's something that you're thinking about.
Yeah, for sure. You know, there's always, for 100 years, right, this was sort of part of our conversation, you know, there's always an understanding as the, when a golf course closes down that, you know, you don't really want any activity on it. Well, you know, when you get a nice foot or a base of snow, and certainly, you know, the concepts, there's enough room, if you will, property, you know, on a mm-hmm. golf course that you can, you know, always the golf course kind of concept is, you know, we don't want anybody, you know, driving over the greens or anything like that. Well, there's enough property, enough land on the property that, you know, we can cross country ski and create some tracks and so forth that are not associated at all with the greens. And so we have no concern about that. But our, Tanner Franklin is our golf superintendent. He is just done him and his team. They have done an amazing job. The golf course is in,
it's never been in shape like that. The greens have never been better. They're right up there with anywhere else.
Absolutely. And, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
You know, last week I was out there, a beautiful fall afternoon, you know, Friday, Saturday, and, it never looked that green in October.
Totally.
Ever.
Totally. Yeah.
And he was out there, you know, on Friday afternoon, and he's still blowing away the leaves and stuff. And I'm like, they used to just let it go in the fall, and he's still working his butt off. He's done a sensational job.
Yeah, they've just done an absolutely incredible job. And so he and a couple of the board members, and then as well as the Nordic Club board, they are all working together and coordinating, you know, the actual tracks, the actual outline. So we've got grooming equipment. We've got track setting equipment. So, it is going to be a really great opportunity for folks, again, to come and you know, Pine Street Woods, obviously awesome. And, you know, from what I've been hearing, it's kind of a little bit, because it's a hillside, so it's mm-hmm. a little bit more advanced. You know, this is going to be, likened back
very
to.
Flat.
Yeah, exactly. And likened before all the development at the old University of Idaho campus when the folks had the track set up out there. A lot, you know, I drive out there all the time on Boyer, and he'd see people out there all the time, you know, cross-country skiing. And so I think it's going to be a great opportunity for folks to, you know, stay right in town. You don't have to go out.
That's
you know,
the point.
The
you don't
hill.
Have to go to Pine Street Woods or to Schweitzer and pay probably a lot more. And it's right in town. It's just super convenient.
For sure. And it's tons of parking, easy access.
Family friendly.
Yeah, family friendly. You know, I think the Nordic Club has, and through, you know, the Matt and Angie Brass, the cross country folks, coaches here at the high school have had, you know, tremendous success over all the years. You know, I think they've got that group of kids also involved in, you know, the cardiovascular exercise activities in the wintertime. So I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of opportunity for, again, community folks, members certainly, but, you know, community folks to come and associate themselves with the lodge. And, of course, tracks will be open, so there'll be some hot toddies before or after, you know.
He does a great job with soups. He had a
soups
tomato bisque last night and a clam chowder.
Oh, great. Macaroni and cheese. I mean, he's going to have kind of a cardiovascular activity friendly menu for everybody. So it'll be a great opportunity to come and ski and recreate and, you know, come in and socialize, have a meal. And so, it's going to be a great experience. Obviously we'll always keep our eyes on the weather and the snow and stuff like that. But, you know, once we get that base laid out, it should mm-hmm. be something that we can do for, you know, certainly a good 90 days, you know, January, February, March-ish, you know, kind of thing. So,
and also, you guys have recently added Monday night and Thursday night football. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Monday night football. We are we currently have 6 TVs in the lodge now, and we're working on expanding our service through the various Ziplys and Tings. I think they're still kind of working out which one is going to give us the right kind of access for all the different channels and so forth. But currently, we have all the things that we can see. You know, in our current programming. So Monday Night Football for sure is a great event. Craig does certainly the menu, but then he'll usually have a Monday night, you know, something that's a special for that night, you know, and then same thing on Thursday night. So yeah, it's just really fun. And, you know, the big focus for the lodge right now is, pardon me, not only just new membership, but really member engagement. right? We have over 500 members. As a matter of fact, our lodge was just kind of highlighted in Grand Lodge for one of the lodges that growing its membership. And so we have over 500 members now, and really the thrust of that is to say, and I would say, you know, the bulk of those members are golfers, and they're kind of there for the golf, which is awesome. But at the same time, with the restaurant, with the myriad of charitable and promotional programs that we have, I mean, we just want to, you know, engage the members currently that we have, activate them, get them involved in all the various things. I mean, I can't even name them all off the top of my head. I mean, we have so many different channels for people to, whether it's volunteer or you know, step up and take the lead of a program or something like that. So lots and lots of activity. We had a terrific member appreciation dinner last Saturday night, and that's going to be again an ongoing
thing. I heard that was sold out.
It was sold out. We had 100 some odd folk there, prime rib dinner. Oh, it was so fun. We had tables everywhere. We probably now, as we look back, we're like, okay, we could probably stretch that to 125, you know, folks in there. But we just had a great time. Everybody was socializing and talking and connecting with one another, networking, you know, the whole thing. It was just really, really, really fun. So, you know, that's, we really want to create the social atmosphere that is kind of the lodges are kind of known for. You know, the Elks, we had some visiting Elks members from another lodge who were traveling through, and they stood up and just made a little 5-minute kind of synopsis of their Elks experience. And they said, you know, every town we go to, we always, you know, we actually kind of plan our trips based on where there's an Elks Lodge, and where each Elks Lodge is unique and different, you know, based on its environment. We have a golf course, you know, other people have, you know, variety stores, bowling alleys, you know, and then some are just in a warehouse or a strip mall, you know, kind of scenario. But they said each Elks Lodge is unique in what it is, but it's similar in that everybody is friendly and welcoming. Mm. And I thought that was a really neat thing. You know, if you're an Elks member, you go to any Elks Lodge in the USA, and it's the same experience. Everyone's friendly and welcoming.
So I would encourage people to go out and visit the tracks at the Elks, open all winter for lunch or dinner, Sunday brunch, and there's brochures there to learn more about Elks. Or you can go to ElksLodgesSandpoint.com and find out more and membership availabilities. And again, you can just go out and eat, have a beer or whatever, and no one's going to come up and hound you to become an Elk. It's just pick up the brochure if you want, and if it's for you, that's great. If not, that's great.
Totally appreciate you saying that. And I think in the past there's definitely been sort of an almost a bit of a stigma almost that I can't go there. I'm not an Elks member. Mm-hmm. So we're really trying to break that wall down. Yeah, it's a membership lodge. It's a membership experience. But the public is welcome. And if they come in, there's usually a member on site. Mm-hmm. You know, the bartender or certainly Craig himself is a member. So you know he'll sponsor you for that day or for that, you know, experience. But the doors are open. We'd just love to have you come in and enjoy the experience that has been created at the Elks Lodge. And certainly, like you said, if it's something that you would like to, you know, be a part of, hey, terrific. We'd love to invite you.
Jeff Hirst, thanks for joining us once again. We'll do it again sometime.
My pleasure. Absolutely. Thanks, Bob.
All right. We're going to take our second break. When we come back, Ruth Klingensmith is with us from the Suzuki String Academy. We have folks from the Bonner County History Museum with us in just a few minutes. So stick around.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-374-3125. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-374-3125. That's 800-374-3125. Again, 800-374-3125.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Second segment here on North Idaho Thursday, joined as we are a couple of times a year with by Ruth Klingensmith from the Suzuki String Academy. Ruth, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on the show.
I saw you and the kids, the performers at Farmers Market this summer.
Yes. Yeah. We play there every summer, and it's just a lovely time to share music.
Yeah.
And
well, summer's over, as we were just talking about during the break, but at Suzuki String Academy, you still have a lot going on. What is this thing tomorrow night?
Well, we have a free strings concert tomorrow evening, Friday, October 27th, at the First Presbyterian Church. That'll be at 6 p.m., and it's highlighting our students who are graduating their book levels. So they've been working really hard all year to get ready for this concert. And so there'll be students who are 5 years old playing all the way to 18 years old. And there's going to be some great, wonderful, beautiful music pieces. It's very family friendly. The concert's just about 45 minutes to an hour long.
And it's free.
And it's free.
And it's free.
And yeah.
And the First Presbyterian Church, which one is that?
It's the little church right downtown by Arby's.
Oh, so it's on 4th.
Yes.
On 4th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
That little church there. So just to give everybody a,
yep,
a visual.
It's a beautiful little chapel. It's got stained glass windows and wonderful acoustics. We love doing small concerts there.
Excellent. So that's, again, the Suzuki String Academy free strings concert. That's tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock, family-friendly and absolutely free. And then you sent me some info on a candlelight concert series that's coming up. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, we're really excited about this new series that we're starting. And it will be a candlelight concert. So we'll have hundreds of battery-operated candles, but to simulate the candlelight and create an ambiance of just beautiful, warm glow to string music. We'll have a string quartet performing. This first concert in this series is December 15th and 16th, so we'll be performing all the holiday classics. And then we'll have wine and charcuterie served at the event, and that's complimentary with the tickets. And then our second series, part of the series, will be a Valentine's concert with all the classic love songs in February, right around Valentine's Day. So that's a great date night opportunity. You can find more information we'll have on our website at SuzukiStringAcademy.com. You can purchase tickets.
How much are tickets?
They range from $65 to $75.
And the money goes to?
To our school programs. It's also a fundraiser for our student classes and the music programs that we have going on.
And for anybody who doesn't know, every time you've been on the show, I make you explain this. What is Suzuki String Academy? What is the Suzuki method?
Yes, and I love talking about it because it's a philosophy that every child can play and learn music.
Gotta love that.
Just like we learn our mother tongue, we learn to speak our language, so can children learn music. So the things that really make Suzuki unique is that we have a lot of parent involvement. So when the child starts, the parents sit in all the private lessons. They take notes. They work closely together with the teachers so that they know how to help their child with practice at home. And that really creates a beautiful bond with the child and the parent learning together.
Absolutely.
And oftentimes the parent has always wanted to learn an instrument, and so they get to learn with their child.
That's great.
So it's like a two for one. And then the students also participate in group classes once a week. So they get the social learning. That's how the review happens. They're surrounded by music. They're listening to older students play, and the parents can see, oh, this is where our child is, you know, going. Mm-hmm. And they learn a common repertoire so they can perform together, which you'll hear if you come to the concert tomorrow. You'll hear see the students performing together and individually. And also they learn by ear first, and then we teach them how to read notes.
Yeah, so as opposed to other methods where you just drop, I had five kids who all played music. You just drop your daughter off at a piano lesson. You don't know what happened during that hour, and then you just go.
Yes.
You know, you're not getting any better.
Yep. It's very parent involved. There's a lot of listening that happens because that's how we learn to communicate. Mm-hmm. Is hearing by listening. And we're also able to start them very young because of the parent involvement and learning by ear first. So we start as young as three.
Wow.
On instruments. So we have a beginner group class going on right now that has 4 and 5 year olds learning with their parents. It's really fun.
So a 3-year-old, that must be a
yes.
challenge.
And it's hard to describe. So we always say, come watch, observe our classes. They're totally free to just come in and observe and see what we're all about.
Great. And again, that website is?
It's www.SuzukiStringAcademy.com.
SuzukiStringAcademy.com. And don't forget, tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church, 417 North 4th, the cute little church downtown, kind of near the bookstore.
Yes.
Yeah. That's that one. It's absolutely free at 6 o'clock, family friendly. And then you'll be hearing more here on the radio about the Candlelight Concert Series coming up in mid-December and then again around Valentine's Day. Ruth, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
I love your enthusiasm and what you guys do over there.
Thank you so much, Bob.
All right. We are going to take our final break here today. When we come back, we'll be switching gears a little bit. Hannah is here from the Bonner County History Museum, and they have a new display about to be unveiled, I believe, and we will hear all about that and more right after this.
Northern Idaho Power Sports carries a full line of award-winning Bobcat tractors and implements. Bobcat is the name you've known and trusted for over 75 years. Right now, you can buy any compact tractor and get a free front-end loader.
purchase any Bobcat mower or tractor and get a free CF Moto 2,000-watt generator while supplies last. Don't pay extra for green paint. Come see for yourself at Northern Idaho Power Sports, 2 miles north of downtown Sandpoint on Highway 95.
Best Western Plus Ponderay Mountain Lodge. Enjoy spacious guest rooms with free Wi-Fi. It's dog-friendly, but call early. Rooms are limited. Best Western Plus offers free breakfast, has a conference room for meetings, and you can relax in the indoor pool and hot tub. It's the closest hotel to Schweitzer Mountain Resort, located next to Sweet Lou's, where you can walk to dine. Call today and book your reservation at the Best Western Plus Ponderay Mountain Lodge.
Discover. This is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted car. Call 1-800-775-5622. You'll receive the maximum tax deduction, and we provide fast, free pickup. Call 1-800-775-5622. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Call 1-800-775-5622. This advertisement was paid for by Cars R Us and Find the Children.
And paid for by Linear Marketing Group. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $17,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-278-0630 now. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-278-0630. That's 800-278-0630. Again, 800-278-0630.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, our final segment here on North Idaho Thursday, and we haven't been joined by Hannah Combs from the Bonner County History Museum in a while. When was the last time you were here?
Oh, probably over a year ago, maybe two even.
Yeah. We have your former partner there, who is now with the city of Sandpoint, is with us all the time, at least once a month.
So. Yes, we're so happy she can be spreading the word about the good history and arts work that she does.
So, and you brought Olivia with you today. Olivia, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Wonderful. Thank you. And with you two being here, I was just asking you during the break, who's watching the store?
So Bree Ells is our third staff member. She's over there right now. And we have a handful of volunteers working on a big project that we're really excited
and
to share.
And that's what you're here to talk about today. So you're about to unveil a new display. Nice. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we are opening a new temporary exhibit. The last time we did this was 4 years ago. And we have Olivia Fee with us today. She is curating this exhibit, so I'm going to let her introduce it.
Yeah, so the title is Come What May, We Will Play, and the theme of it is basically about playing. And we have three themes, which is social play, nature play, and imaginative play. And we're just going to present the history of how people got through hard times by playing with each other and in nature and with crafts and art and all of that.
So playing can be, it's a pretty wide spectrum of, I mean, it could be skiing and hiking and boating and fishing and indoor games and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And this exhibit kind of got its start by doing, well, it was in some ways inspired by COVID and all of the ways that we saw people during that time still finding joy and finding ways to like spend time together, even if they weren't together in person. And we thought that was really interesting.
For example, you know, we had Jeff Hurst from the Elks Club here, and I know from personal experience during COVID, people were figuring out, well, we can go golfing safely outside. Mm-hmm. And so they had a huge uptick in people playing, recreating outside.
Yeah. And we were just so inspired by the creativity of how people found ways to have fun together during mm-hmm. that time. And we wondered if people had done that throughout our past as well. And what did you find?
Yeah, it turns out, even though they're in the past, hundreds of years ago, or mm-hmm. even just 100 years ago, pretty much the same.
Well, there was a similar COVID-type event 100 years ago.
Influenza epidemic, yeah. So we'll be touching on that. And, of course, they experienced all of the wars and separation and hard times with that. And that's just a few examples. But yeah, everybody pretty much finds ways to play the same as we do today.
So I find this very fascinating that you have this idea, which we know comes from COVID and how people were figuring out ways to stay entertained. And how did you, when you get an idea like this and now you want to maybe make it a display, how do you start by finding how did people play 100 years ago or 50 years ago or during World War II? Or how do you go about doing that?
Oh, that's a good question. It is quite the journey, but we just started by researching in our collection. We figured people back then did play in the mountains and went swimming and fishing. We have a lot of oral stories, so I started by just listening and reading those, and many people brought up about swimming, fishing, artwork, and dances, and just parties together. And then so we took a few of the familiar ones and the repetitive stories about, they were different, but, you know, so many people talked about swimming or going to dances, and we figured those were the core ideas.
But dancing was such a major form of entertainment for so long, you know, back before radio became such a big deal, and then, of course, television and movies, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and like during the Great Depression, when they didn't have much money for entertainment or even to give as gifts, they would just put the furniture aside in the living room and have a dance right there.
It's really cool. I had the chance recently to visit the Odin Bay Hall, and that is sort of like a piece of living history. That's a Grange Hall that where they used to have dances like that for the community out there, and it still looks the same today. So it's
that
really
must have
a great
been traveling out in the country to go to the Odin Grange.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but those oral histories are such a rich resource. If you think about looking in the newspapers, you tend to get sort of like who did what when. You get the facts, but the oral histories are recordings of people telling their own stories in their own words. And so it's really personal.
So where, I don't understand what exactly is the oral history, and you have them recorded somewhere? And how did this all happen?
Yeah, this is a program that the museum has been doing since it was founded over 50 years ago. We bring people in and sit down with them, and we'll basically have one person who is an interviewer and then the person being interviewed, and they'll ask them questions about their life, and those conversations are recorded, and then we transcribe them so that we have both the audio recording and a typed recording of that as well. And those are resources that we can go back and read and listen to and learn from.
Wow. That was some forethinking there to, you know, hey, we got to go interview this old couple because they know stuff that it's going to be forgotten.
Oh, absolutely. And you definitely touched on it. That is, the oral histories kind of fill in all the cracks of the story that are left out by the other types of reporting.
And good point. And it's not prejudiced in any way. It's just, we're the ones who lived this.
Yeah. And so you do have to keep in mind, like, that is that person's memory, and it's going to be influenced by how they experienced it.
Exactly.
So there can be, you know, like, faulty memory at times and things, but it does create great stories that we can then share in the exhibits.
So this exhibit opens November 10th. We're just kind of giving you a little preview of it here. And Olivia, tell us what can I expect to see when I go in there on November 10th and see this display?
Oh, I think you're going to find a bright and colorful exhibit. We're actually going to be emphasizing on interactives. So instead of just going around and viewing different things in a room, you get to, I think we have about four or five different interactives that a few are meant for kids, a few are meant for teenagers, and a few are meant for adults. And it just gets you thinking. It gets you in the place to relate to the people back then. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's going to be fun, and it's going to be, in a lot of ways, comforting and relatable.
So, Hannah, if people haven't been to, just about everybody around here has been to the museum at some point, or at least they should. if they haven't been for a while, is it something that you should revisit like every few months, or what's your opinion?
Yeah, I would say if you are visiting to take a look at all of the exhibits in the museum, you should usually plan on about 2 hours, but there are so many different layers. There are the objects to look at. There are the ways they're displayed. There are the interactive elements. There are the written stories. So you could come back probably 3 or 4 times and still learn something every time. I will say I've worked at the museum for 3 years now, and I still occasionally run into something that on the wall that I'm like, I've never seen that before. So there's always more to see. And like Olivia mentioned, this is the first big exhibit we've done with these interactive elements. We're really lucky to have received an Equinox grant through the Innovia Foundation, which has just enabled us to do so much more with this exhibit than we've had the opportunity to do in the past. So it's going to be really fun and engaging and hands-on for the visitors.
And I can't tell you how lucky we are here in the greater San Juan area to have people like you guys would have so much passion for the history of the area, which, you know, in some places I'm sure just gets swept aside, or maybe just a small group of people who care so much about it, but you can just feed off the passion that you guys have for this. It's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, we're so lucky. And like we said, we're really lucky to have 3 staff members. And we are all, we love to learn, but it's really all of our volunteers and the people who come in to share stories with us who really make us able to do what we do. So,
and it's the Bonner County History Museum. If you've never been there, you need to do it. 611 South Ella. Everybody knows where it is. It's next to Memorial Field in Lakeview Park. And what days are you there? When are you closed?
So we're going to be closed until the new exhibit opens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we will have a preview night. That will be a ticketed event on November 9th. That's a Thursday from 4 to 7. And you can get tickets for that on our website at bonnercountyhistory.org. And then we will have the official opening on November 10th. That's a Friday. And that event will be free and open to the public from 4 to 7 as well.
On Friday. And are you still doing the free Saturday?
We are.
Free first Saturday.
Yes. It's canceled this month because of the exhibit install, but that will start back up in December.
So we look forward to that. And are you looking for sponsors for that still? Or
absolutely. Yeah. So on Free First Saturdays, admission is free to all of our visitors. It's a great day when a lot of families are able to come in and work that around their work schedules. So we do have a sponsorship level for Free First Saturdays, and it's a great way to help make lots of people able to visit us.
Yeah, so stop by and see these guys and find out more about that. And as always, as you just mentioned, go to bonnercountyhistory.org for more information. Hannah, Olivia, thanks for all you do, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Do it again sometime soon.
Sounds good.
All right. That's going to be North Idaho Thursday for today. Back in here with Bulldog football against Bonneville State playoffs from Barlow Stadium tomorrow evening, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.